Hi, this is Andrew. I'm here for your Nerd of Godcast, Daily Devo. In the movie Hercules, Hades is the smooth-talking, always jealous Lord of the Dead. And now in classical Greek mythology, Hades is both God of the Dead and the God of Wealth. In the Disney film, the domain of death is definitely emphasized, but the God of Wealth aspect is still acknowledged, if more in just his general demeanor and the way he carries himself throughout the movie, rather than in any overt language or spoken goals. However, he's displayed as being more of a fast talker, well-dressed, more urbane, more cultured. He talks in the language of corporate takeovers. He even drinks martinis. Now, in the Disney film, Hades sees everything that his younger brother Zeus has, specifically the domain over the heavens and over the entirety of humanity, and compares it to his own realm of the dead. The entire movie is set against the backdrop of his scheme, guided by the three fates, to overthrow his brother by harnessing the destructive power of the Titans who initially ruled in the place of the gods. His desire for his brother's throne causes him to unleash the very beings who they had to work together to defeat in the first place, just to get back at them. Sometimes we too can be jealous, on a smaller scale admittedly, of our own brothers and sisters in Christ. When a brother gets a new job and we've been looking for a job ourselves for so much longer. When a sister gets a breakthrough in an illness, but we continue to suffer. When it feels like God is not answering our prayers, but others' prayers are being answered. That's when jealousy, more specifically, covetousness comes up. Why them and not me, Lord? Becomes anger at the person who received the blessing. Especially when it feels like others are coming around to celebrate them and not commiserate with you. We can very easily fall into desiring the thing we pray for over the one we pray to. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus tells a parable about a rich young man who stores up treasures for himself and is not rich towards heaven. He admonishes, "Beware, be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions." Hades' greed and covetousness ultimately leads to his own downfall, as his desire to wheel and deal leads to an unwise bargain just to get Hercules out of the picture. The very Hercules who has been the proverbial fly in the ointment of his plans against his brother since the day he was born. And when that bargain is ultimately broken, and Hercules predictably saves the day, he ends up not only failing in his gambit for more control, but loses even what he does have, falling into the well of souls at the climax of the movie. We too need to be on our guard, lest in our jealousy and our greed, we lose even the blessings we already have. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to our full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are available, or check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Andrew for the Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo, and remember to be awesome in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.